In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's better to do this gospel today in Spanish than it is in English. Why? If you look at your books, if you look online, you'll find out that this reading is half as long in English as it is in Spanish. Why? I don't know. But for some reason, in English, we only give you a small passage. We stop after naming the apostles. But in Spanish, we get the rest of that and say what Jesus did immediately afterwards. That's important. That's an important and beautiful thing. Who is St. Jude? Who is St. Simon? These great apostles, who are they? They're great ones. St. Jude, why is he so famous? Why is he so important in our lives? Why do we reach out to him so much? If you go all throughout Mexico, if you go all throughout Spain, if you go all throughout New Mexico, especially in these places, but all throughout the Catholic world, you'll find great devotion to St. Jude. Why? Because he was the last person, especially among the apostles, that anybody would ever go to. What do we know him as? We call him the saint of what? The saint of lo imposible, right? The saint of that which is impossible. Why? As we talk about each and every year, the reason is because who is his name so close to? Who shares his name? El traidor. The Iscariot. The dagger man, the one who betrayed Jesus. That's why. And because his name was so similar, St. Jude, they're both St. Jude. One's the Iscariot, one's just the other guy. Because the names are so close, they said, we don't want to even touch that name Jude. So nobody was named Jude. Because that was the name of a traitor. The one who betrayed Jesus. Nobody ever wanted to be identified with him. So finally, after they went to everybody else, all the other saints, all the other apostles, they'd go over and over to them, and they wouldn't get the answer to their prayers. They'd say, fine, you, I don't even want to say your name, saint. Answer our prayers. And what happened? Got the answer. Because he was the last one that everybody went to, and he had such power to be able to do it, such power to be able to answer prayers. That's why he's known as the saint of the apostles, because after you'd go through all the litany of all the other saints asking for your request, it didn't get answered. You'd go to St. Jude, and Jude would come through. St. Jude comes through. Saint of the impossible. Because not even the bad fault of having a name that somehow is identified with a traitor, even that isn't an impossible hurdle to overcome. St. Jude is a great saint, even if the other Jude was a great sinner. What do we find here? I just want to take your attention and put it at that very first reading from Ephesians. You may not have got it. It's a little bit different here when we talk about it here in the Spanish, but I just want to speak about one thing. It says here that you have been made into a holy temple to the Lord. United also, you all have been incorporated into an edifice, into a building, in the middle, with the Holy Spirit in the middle of you. You've made morada de Dios, para ser morada de Dios. What is that talking about? I really like the way it says it in the old translation in English. It says, you've become the domestics of God. We don't talk about things like that. Domesticos de Dios. What is it talking about? Yes, it means those who are a part of the household of God. But it's even more than that. It's even more than that. Doesn't it sound better to be domesticos de Dios? Those who are the servants inside the household of God? Rather than just people who are in his household? It shows that we have a purpose. God wants each of us to have a purpose. He has a purpose for each of us under heaven to be called into his life, just like he called each one of these. And that's what I'm going to go into as I speak to you in the Spanish homily that I prepared. God has a place for us within his house. What's that place? ¿Cuál es el llamado de Dios en tu vida? Cuando Jesús fue a su misión, eligió a 12 hombres para ser sus amigos y sus apóstoles. Los que elegó nos cuentan algo sobre el pan de Dios. Es para personas muy comunes, como ustedes y yo, personas muy comunes. No tenían riqueza ni posesión importante en el mundo. Hicieron cosas ordinarias. No tenían educación especial. Jesús quiere personas comunes que pueden asumir una tarea, hacerlo extraordinariamente bien. Estos son trabajadores que trabajan con sus manos. Elegó a estos hombres no por lo que eran, sino porque serían capaces de convertirse bajo su dirección y poder. El Señor Jesús trabaja en y a través de nosotros para hacer su gloria. Cuando el Señor Jesús nos llama a servir,
No podemos ser tímidos porque creemos que tenemos poco o nadie de ofrecer. El Señor toma lo que la gente común, como nosotros, puede ofrecer y usar para la grandeza de su reino. ¿Hay alguno que te impide darte sin reserva a Dios? Is there anything holding in reserve? ¿Tienes hambre de Dios y su poder transformar para cambiarte? Is there something in your life that you're looking for God to change? ¿Dónde quiere que Jesús fuera la gente venía y al porqué habían escuchando todas las cosas que hizo? Tenían hambre de Dios y deseaban la corrección de sus aflicciones en su vida. En fe, se acercaron a Jesús para tocarlo. Es la misa, ¿no? Para tocarlo. Y hacerlo, el poder vino de Jesús y fueron sanados, completamente sanados. Incluso los demonios tenían medio en presencia de Jesús si fueran de sus órdenes. Jesús ofrece libertad con libertad del poder del pecado, libertad de la opresión a todos que buscan Él con fe. Cuando escuchas la palabra de Dios, consideras todo lo que Jesús hizo. ¿Cómo ustedes respondes? ¿Cómo respondo yo? Respondemos con dudas o con fe expectante. Con escepticismo o con confianza. Y en esta Eucaristía que celebramos hoy, pídele al Señor Jesús que aumente tu fe y en su poder y gracia salvadores. Pídele a Jesús que te muestre que eres llamado por Él, para que ver que eres el tipo de persona que Él puede usar, que ustedes son las personas que seleccionó para ciertas labradores particulares, que Él no ha confiado a otro, porque hermanos queridos, en realidad, Él te ha elegido para hacer trabajos particularmente preparados por usted. Y no hay una en todo el mundo, en toda creación, que pueda hacer las cosas preparadas por ustedes. Es el gran plan de Dios. Somos aparte de Él, domésticos de su casa. En el nombre del Padre, el Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.